Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful Monday in Oklahoma. It's about 84 degrees outside, loving the weather. And I'm loving this time of year. We have a lot of sports to get into from this weekend. And also, this is a special show. We'll be looking ahead, because the NCAA tournament starts Thursday. Looking at the NCAA tournament, this is part one of my special NCAA tournament bracket show. So we'll be looking at the South region, the West region, coming up in a couple of minutes. But don't forget, as always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, @TheDukeBoy100. That's @TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page, Mo's Sports Talk on Facebook. You can also listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. So if you use those two websites, you can listen to the show that way as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. Before we talk about the NCAA tournament, we can talk NFL and NBA. We can do that in a couple of minutes. But don't forget to get out your bracket. If you need help filling out your bracket for an office pool or anything like that, today we're going to be looking at the South and the West, and tomorrow, God's will, we'll be looking at the East and the Midwest. Hopefully we'll have some special guests as well coming up. Dick Vitale. First of all, Coach Mac Brown, and then Dick Vitale later on as well. So hopefully we'll have some other surprise guests. But before we talk NCAA tournament, don't forget, if you have any questions about the NCAA tournament, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But we can talk some NFL free agency news. I still think that's a big get for the Oakland Raiders, getting Bruce Irvin. I think he could be a difference maker for the Raiders defense. That's a nice pick up for them. The Jets getting Matt Forte, we can talk about that. We can also talk about the Texans overspending on Brock Osweiler, 4 years, $72 million. That's just too much. We can talk about that as well. The Broncos signing Mark Sanchez. Looks like now the Broncos are in discussions to try to get Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's having discussions with the Jets, some negotiations with the Jets, trying to sign a contract with the Jets, but that's not going well, so we'll see if he can get a deal signed. Ladarius Green, he's a Steeler. He signs a contract to join the Pittsburgh Steelers, taking the place of Heath Miller, who retired. So that's good for the Steelers, but what's bad for the Steelers is that Martavius Bryant is going to be suspended for a year. He failed the drug test, the drug suspension for the NFL, their drug protocol. So he failed that, and he's going to be suspended for a year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a big blow to Pittsburgh. I think that Pittsburgh is going to be one of the teams to beat coming up next year in the NFL. So that is a big blow to Pittsburgh, that Martavius Bryant is going to be suspended for a year. So we can talk all about that. We can also talk some NBA. We have some interesting games this weekend. On Friday night, Oklahoma City, they were stunned by Minnesota, and I don't want to talk about how bad of a loss that was, losing to Minnesota 99-96. Gorgui Dieng had 25 points and 9 rebounds. Andrew Wiggins had 20. Karl-Anthony Towns had a double-double, 17 points and 12 rebounds. Ricky Rubio hit the game-winning shot. Terrible defense by the Thunder on that possession. Four guys are guarding Andrew Wiggins. He kicks it out to Rubio for a wide-open three. That was ridiculous. So that's just a horrible loss. There's no way around that. You cannot lose to Minnesota on your home court if you're the Thunder and you're trying to win a title. That's just a horrible loss. Kevin Durant scored 28 points. He had 6 turnovers. Again, turning the ball over too much. Russell Westbrook had 26 points, 8 assists, but 5 turnovers as well. He didn't shoot the ball well. Enes Kanter had a double-double, 17 and 14. But Serge Ibaka, 0 points, 2 rebounds. That's ridiculous. So he had as many points as I did in that game on Friday night. 0 points for Serge Ibaka. He has to be more assertive. He has to play better. The same old story. The Thunder taking too many threes. They were 6 of 27 from the three-point line, and not making them. And then 24 turnovers. Again, the turnovers. 24 turnovers. That's why Minnesota got the job done, because Oklahoma City turned the ball over just way, way too much. So a great win there for Minnesota, but a horrible loss for Oklahoma City. Then Oklahoma City turns around on Saturday night to take on the Spurs, and they lose 93-85. Kawhi Leonard had 26 points and 7 rebounds. LaMarcus Aldridge had 24-9. The Spurs shot just 40% from the field, and they were 4 of 24 from the three-point line. The Thunder's defense was great, in my opinion, a really solid through three quarters. And then the fourth quarter, they broke down. They did not execute defensively. They didn't execute offensively. It was just a poor effort there for the Thunder in the fourth quarter. They gave up a lot of offensive rebounds as well. Kevin Durant, he scored 28 points, but on 11 of 25 shooting, he did have 8 assists. So he played a really – he didn't shoot the ball particularly great, but he didn't turn the ball over. So that's a big good. That's a good thing for Kevin Durant. Russell Westbrook, he scored 19 points, but on 5 of 16 shooting. He did have 7 assists, but 9 turnovers. Again, just way too many turnovers. Oklahoma City shot just 38% from the field. They were 2 of 18 from threes and 19 turnovers. Again, 6 or 7 of those coming in the fourth quarter. It's about finishing for the Thunder. They have to finish. They have struggled all season long at finishing. So that's what Thunder need to do. They got to finish. You got to finish. Another fourth quarter lead, and you don't get the job done. So there you go on that. And then finally, Cleveland, they pounded the Clippers on Sunday, 114-96. Cavs were in double figures, led by LeBron James, who had 27 points, 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Kyrie Irving had 17. Timothy Mozgov added 17. They shot 49% for the field, and they hit 18 threes. Just great ball movement. They were plus 15 on the glass, so they did work on the glass as well. And for the Clippers, J.J. Redick, he scored 19 points, but they shot just 41% from the field, 10 of 32 from the three-point line. They didn't shoot the ball well at all. Give credit to Cleveland defense. They played really well defensively, but the Cavs' offense was really good as well. And that's if the Cavs can play defense and they can have that ball moving and knock down threes like and have that balanced scoring, that's when the Cavs are going to be really, really tough to beat. That's when they have a chance to win this whole thing, not just come out the East. So we'll keep you updated on that. But so far, so good on their road, their West Coast road trip. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. But before we do that, don't forget to get out your brackets. We're going to be looking at the South and West region. Looking at the conference tournaments, I gave you – I have to tweet about this. I predicted 6 of the conference tournaments. I was right on 5 out of 6 of them. The only one I missed was the Big East. I told you Villanova would win. They lost to Seton Hall. But I told you the Big 12. I told you Kansas would win. I told you in the Pac-12, Oregon would win. I told you ACC is all about North Carolina. North Carolina is going to win. I told you, let's see what else. SEC, I told you Kentucky was going to win. Don't pick Texas A&M. I told you pick Kentucky. In the Big Ten, I told you Michigan State would get the job done. That's what happened, folks. Listen to Mo Sports Talk and you'll learn. So don't forget to get out your South and West bracket. And, well, I think we're going to wait for Dick Vitale. I think we'll have Dick Vitale tomorrow. We're going to have Coach Mac Brown. He's going to stop by and maybe even Grandma Trice later on. And Shaquille O'Neal, give all of them to give us their Final Four picks. But we're going to hear from Mac Brown first. And then after that, we're going to break down the South region in the NCAA tournament. So have your brackets out. We'll do all that after we listen to some Ariana Grande, who did a great job hosting SNL, by the way. She pulled that Whitney Houston song. But anyway, we'll be back.
The top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Mooney's genies in a bottle, girl, if they already got you.
Let me answer that one for Chris. You know who it is. That's Coach Mac Brown of the Texas Longhorns. Please let me answer that one for Chris. It's been a long time since I've been on Mo Sports Talk, but I wanted to break down the final thing, give my Final Four predictions. Please let me answer that one for Chris in the South. I'm going to go with Well, let me see. I'm going to shock you. I'm going to go with Kansas. I'm going to go with the Kansas Jayhawks here to come out of the South. In the West, I'm going to go with the Texas Longhorns. They're going to stun Oklahoma. They're going to beat Oklahoma down the road in the Sweet 16. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I like the Texas Longhorns to come out of the South. Please let me answer that one for Chris. I'm trying to talk here, please. In the East, I'm going to go with Stephen F. Austin. They're from Texas. I think they're going to go out of the East. In the Midwest, I'm going to go with, well, let's see, looking down here, I'm going to go with Virginia. I'm going to go with Virginia to come out of the Midwest. They play great defense. You know, Coach Mack, I'm big on defense. Coach Stoops, he's not big on defense. And Norman, they don't play any defense at all. I just want to throw that out there. But that's what I'm going to go with. And to win it all, I'm going to go with the Texas Longhorns. I think the Texas Longhorns are going to be cutting down the nets in Houston. It's going to be a home field for the Texas Longhorns. I want to give it up to Mo. We'll let him give out his picks, and we'll see how he does this year. Please, let me answer that one for Chris. Thank you, Coach Mack Brown, stopping by, giving us his predictions on the NCAA tournament. We'll see how that works out for him, picking Texas to win it all. But don't forget, folks, if you have any questions about the NCAA tournament, any games you want me to go over, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But let's look in the South region. We have a 1-16 matchup between Kansas and Austin Peay. I think Austin Peay, and I lived in Clarksville, Tennessee, I think they're just excited to be in the tournament, and that's where it's going to be a very, very short trip for Austin Peay. They like to say, let's go Peay. They're going to be, let's go out of the tournament. They're going to get destroyed by Kansas. Let's move Kansas over in this bracket. We're not going to take very long to discuss that. And then we have the 8-9 matchup between Colorado and Connecticut. We look at Colorado. They're a really great rebounding team. Fourth in rebounding in the nation, and they only give up 70 points per game, so they're a solid defensive team, not a great defensive team. They're led by Josh Scott, who does a great job scoring and rebounding for Colorado, and also Wesley Gordon, and don't forget George King. He's making some shots for Colorado. When we look at Connecticut, they're hot right now. I mean, man, the way they won the American League Conference, that was impressive. Making that, I still cannot believe Jalen Adams made that half-court shot to tie it. It was past half-court. That was ridiculous. And but when we look at Connecticut, they struggled to rebound. That could be an issue, but they're a better defensive team than Colorado. I'm going to go with Connecticut on this one. Obviously, the 8-9 game, you can flip a coin, but I think Connecticut, they're hot right now. They're playing some really, really great basketball, Daniel Hamilton. And I like Kevin Ollie. He's a really great coach for Connecticut. He's done a great job there, so I'm going to go with Connecticut in that one. Then we have the 5-12 matchup between Maryland and San Diego State. Maryland is a team that has a lot of talent. They're one of the most talented teams. When you look at them, like their starting five is ridiculous. You talk about Rasheed Suleiman. Miller Trimble hasn't been healthy all season long, but he's a really talented at that point guard position. Robert Carter, Diamond Stone on the inside. Jake Layman is definitely an X factor for Maryland. When we look at some of their stats, they're 213th in rebounding in the nation. That's not good at all, but they're better defensively than what I thought. They gave up just 66 points per game. San Diego State, they're led by Mac Dumb. They have some talent, but man, obviously that 12-5 matchup is always one to be wary of, but I just think Maryland's too talented. They haven't played up to their capability all season long, but they have so much talent. I like Maryland to advance to the second round in that one. Then we have an interesting 4-13 matchup between California and the state where I was born at, Hawaii. That's where I was born. When we look at California, all five of their starters average in double figures. Jaylen Brown is a big-time prospect. Ivan Rabb, he's really good as well. And then also Tyrone Wallace, he really makes it all go. And California do a great job defensively, and also they're an excellent rebounding team as well. They only allow 67 points per game. We look at Hawaii. They do a great job with their ball movement. They average 17 assists per game. They have really good guards in Bobbitt and Valdez. And don't forget Djokovic. I think I pronounced his name right. He can step out and make that three. Hawaii has a lot of firepower. And they play pretty pretty good defense as well. They only give up 66.5 points per game, so a little better than California statistically in points allowed per game. But California obviously has played better talent in the Pac-12, obviously. I'm going to go with California. This is a dangerous game. California better be ready to play, but I'm going to go with California in this one. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. I would love to hear from you breaking down the NCAA tournament brackets. When we look at the 6-11 matchup in the South between Arizona, whoever wins between Vanderbilt and Wichita State, I'm going to go with Wichita State if I had to pick. I would go with Wichita State. Vanderbilt has a lot of talent, though. I mean, Damon Jones and Wayne Baldwin, they have not played up to their capability, obviously, and Wichita State has been a little bit of a disappointment as well, but their great backcourt of Fred Van Fleet and also Ron Baker, I think, will be the difference. They do a great job defensively. When we look at Arizona, you look at their stats, they average 81 points per game, 19th in the nation. They're 21st in the nation in rebounding, but they're really struggled at times defensively. They're 102nd in points allowed. That could be an issue, but I think they'll dominate whoever they play on the boards in that first-round game with Ryan Anderson and Caleb Tarzewski. Alonzo Trier is playing really well. So, this, again, another spot where the higher seed could be in danger, but I'm going to go with Arizona in that one. So let's move Arizona over in our bracket. Then we have the 3-14 matchup between Miami, Florida, and Buffalo. Buffalo, they're 62nd in points allowed. I think they're going to struggle to stop the dribble drive penetration of Angel Rodriguez and Sheldon McKellen. And also, Miami, Florida is a really good defensive team. I like Miami to advance there. No shock there. Then we have the 7-10 matchup, very interesting. In the South between Iowa and Temple, Iowa really struggled late in the season. They played some horrible basketball down the stretch. And then when we look at Temple, they struggle to score at times. They're a decent defensive team. Iowa has a lot of weapons with Peter Jok and Jared Utoff. Man, I don't like the way Iowa finished the season, but I'm going to go with Iowa anyway. I'm going to go with Iowa to advance that one. Then we have the 2-15 matchup between Villanova and North Carolina Asheville. Villanova, they're coming off a tough loss in the Big East to Seton Hall. And I think a key for Villanova is the health of Daniel Chefu. They still have all those great guards, Jalen Brunson, also Josh Hart, Chris Jenkins. And Ryan Arshendinakio. They do a great job with their ball movement. They were 20th in points allowed, so they were solid defensive. They struggled rebounding. That could be an issue, but not in this game. I like Villanova to advance to the second round now. And then we have Kansas versus Connecticut in a potential second round game. Connecticut, again, they're hot. They're playing some really great basketball. They have a rim protector in Brima, who does a great job of blocking shots. He could give Perry Ellis all he wants, but this game will be played in Des Moines. I don't see Kansas losing in Des Moines. They play excellent defense. Wayne Selden, I think Connecticut will have a tough time stopping him if he comes to play. And also the backcourt has been solid for Kansas. I like Kansas to advance to the Sweet 16. Then we have Maryland taking on California, a great 5-4 matchup. Again, Maryland has not played up to their capability. California has a lot of young talent. I think the difference will be, I think California's a little bit better defensive team, and also I think they'll do a better job on the glass. I'm going to go with California to advance to the Sweet 16. Then we have a 6-3 matchup, potentially in the South, between Arizona and Miami. Again, Arizona, they do a great job on the glass. They have inside depth that could give Miami some trouble. But I think the veteran guards of Miami will be the difference in this one. Angel Rodriguez and Sheldon McKellen. I like Miami to advance to the Sweet 16 in that one. Then we have Iowa taking on Villanova. This is a danger for Villanova. Iowa plays like they did at the beginning of the season. They could upset Villanova, no doubt. But they haven't showed it to me enough. So I'm going to go with Villanova to advance to the Sweet 16. So that in the Sweet 16, we have Kansas taking on California in the South. Again, California, a lot of young talent. Kansas has a lot of upperclassmen, a lot of guys who've been through wars, the Perry Ellis's, the Wayne Seldens of the world. I like Kansas to beat California to advance to to the Elite Eight. And then we have a potential 3-2 matchup in the Sweet 16 between Miami and Villanova. Again, Villanova, I think a key will be Ochefu's health. Miami, at times, they struggle to score. Man, I go back and forward on this one. Miami is 249th in rebounding, so both teams are not great rebounding teams. Both teams play excellent defense. This game could go either way, but for this show, oh, man, I'm going to go with Villanova. We're going to go with Villanova on this one. So there you go on that. And then we have Kansas taking on Villanova in an Elite Eight game. I like Kansas to advance there. A nice season for Villanova. If they make it to the Elite Eight, that would be great for them. But I think their run ends and Kansas advances out of the South. So those are my predictions on the South region. Right now we're going to take a quick break. Don't forget, we're going to look at the West when we come back after we listen to some Jackson 5. We'll come back. We'll talk about the West. Oh, we do have a special guest, though. Let's see who we're going to have joining us. Grandma Tri is going to stop by, give us her final four picks, and then we'll come. And also, Shaquille O'Neal is going to stop by as well, and then we'll break down the West. We'll do all that next on Moose Sports Talk. It's been so long since I've been on my grandson's sports talk show. Oh, Lord, but I want to give my final four. You know I love talking basketball. I love this time of year. Oh, Lord. But in the South region, I'm going to go with Kansas Jayhawks. Oh, Lord, I went through Kansas one day, and I love Kansas. I love the state. I'm going to go with Kansas to come out of the South. In the West, oh, Lord, it's tough. I'm glad the tournament's Oklahoma City. I'm going to be there, by the way, oh, Lord, on Friday. Oh, Lord, nobody better take my seat. You take my seat, I'm going to call you a demon seat. I'm going to slap you upside the head. I got my seat. You get your own seats. I'm 87 years old. I do what I want to do. Oh, Lord. But in the West, I'm going to take Oklahoma to come into the – I think Oklahoma's going to make it to the Final Four. Oh, Lord, I'm rooting for them Sooners. Oh, Lord. I love the football team more, but I'm going to root for OU. Oh, Lord. And in the East, I'm going to go with North Carolina. Oh, Lord. Nothing's finer than North Carolina. Oh, Lord. I love them some Tar Heels. Oh, Lord. And then in the Midwest, oh, Lord, I don't know who I'm going to pick in this one. There's so many teams. Oh, Lord. I'm going to go with Gonzaga. Oh, Lord. I just like the name. I like the name. It said Gonzaga. It sounds good. I love that name. And so overall, to win it all, oh, Lord, I'm going to pick North Carolina. Oh, Lord. You can bank on it. You can count it. Oh, Lord. So anyway, that's my picks. And don't forget, don't be a demon seed and don't try to take my seats on Friday. Oh, Lord. You don't want to do that. Don't make me go crazy. Oh, Lord.
You know, it's me. It's Shaquille O'Neal. I want to talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament. I'm not really a big fan of college basketball, but I want to talk about the big man. Basketball is going away from the big man. I like big men. Big men need to be big men. A little men need to be a little men. A little man can't be a big man, and a big man can't be a little man. But I'm not even going to pick a Final Four because I don't like college basketball. But I'm going to tell you who's going to win it all. I'm going to tell you who, because they got a lot of big men. I'm going to pick North Carolina because of the big man. Because big men are big men and little men are little men. So I'm going to pick a big man. North Carolina's going to make everyone barbecue chicken. They're going to make them barbecue chicken. Let me give it back to Mo. Don't forget, big men be big men, little men be little men.
Thank you, Shaquille O'Neal, stopping by. He's going to North Carolina. So is my grandma Tri, so we'll see how that works out. Don't forget, we still have about 7 minutes left to go, so we're going to have to go fast on these predictions here. We're looking at the West region. We picked Kansas coming out of the South. In the West, we have Oregon taking on the 16-seed Holy Cross, R. Southern, whoever wins that first four game. I'm going to go with Oregon. We don't have to talk too much about that. Oregon has a lot of playmakers. We'll talk more about them in a minute. Then we have an 8-9 matchup between St. Joseph's and Cincinnati. Man, Cincinnati is a better defensive team. They're 10th in the nation defensively, and they're a better rebounding team as well. But when I saw St. Joseph, I was really impressed with St. Joseph, how they played in the Atlantic 10 tournament. DeAndre Bembry, he was really impressive. So was like Isaiah Miles, I believe. He was really good as well. But I'm going to go with St. Joseph's. Cincinnati's Troy Campion is a really good player, but I like St. Joseph's to advance there. Then we have a 5-12 matchup between Baylor and Yale. Yale is dangerous. They're led by Justin Sears. They do a great job defensively slowing down the tempo. And they're undersized. They do a great job rebounding, but they haven't seen a team that's this athletic, that this talented as Baylor. Torian Prince, Rinko Gathers, Jonathan Modley. They do a great job on the glass and playing their zone. The zone's not great. They're not a great defensive team, but I think Yale's going to have a trouble with their athleticism. So I like Baylor to beat Yale. Then we have a 4-13 matchup between my favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils, in North Carolina, Wilmington. Duke, they can score. That's what Duke can score. They definitely are challenged when it comes to depth. That's definitely an issue for Duke, and also rebounding. They have not done a great job rebounding. Their defense has become better. They can shoot the ball lights out. Brandon Ingram is a pro. Grayson Allen's been playing really well. North Carolina Wilmington is a dangerous team. They're deep. They average 79 points per game. They're not a great defensive team. I think Duke will shoot the ball well, and they have to stay out of foul trouble. This could be a dangerous game for Duke, but I like Duke to advance in that one. Then we have a 6-11 matchup taking place in Oklahoma City. I'm going to be at this game, by the way, God's will. Texas taking on Northern Iowa in Oklahoma City. When we look at Texas, they kind of struggle late towards the end of the season. I like their backcourt with Isaiah Taylor and Javon Felix. I think a key for them is keeping Prince Mbe on the floor. They average 71 points per game, so they struggle to score the basketball. They're not a great rebounding team, but they do a really good job defensively. Northern Iowa likes to slow the tempo down. Wes Washburn is a solid player for them. They only allow 63 points per game, so they do a great job defensively and slowing the tempo down. But I think Texas athleticism will be the difference. I'm going to go with Texas in that one. Then we have Texas A&M taking on a really good Green Bay team. Texas A&M, they're just a strong physical team led by Jalen Jones and Daniel House. Also, Tyler Davis doing a great job on the glass. They're 31st in points allowed, and they do a great job with their ball movement. When we talk about Green Bay, they average 84 points per game. They're 54th in the nation in rebounding, but they're 328th in the nation in points allowed. They give up a lot of points. I think that'll be to their detriment. I like Texas A&M to beat them. Then we have a potential A&M taking on Texas on Sunday. That'll be a big-time atmosphere in Oklahoma City. Then we have Oregon State taking on VCU. Oregon State, they're led by Gary Payton's son, Gary Payton III, I believe. He's playing some really, really good basketball. Oregon State runs that 1-3-1 zone that teams have trouble with, but they're 239th in rebounding. VCU does a great job on the defensive end. They average 9 steals a game, do a great job turning you over, and they only allow 54 points per game. I think VCU is going to be a little too much. They're more efficient as well. They're better in offensive and defensive efficiency stats. I like VCU to advance there. Then we have Oklahoma taking on Cal State Bakersfield. I just think OU has way too much talent for Cal State Bakersfield. I like OU to win that one. I think Buddy Hill to get on the right track in that one. Then we have Oregon taking on St. Joseph. This could be a dangerous game for Oregon, but I love Oregon's talent in the backcourt. Taylor Dorsey's a really good player. Then you go in those fours, Dylan Brooks and Elgin Cook. And then watch out for Chris Boshier, I think I pronounced his name right. He also goes by Swatter Boy. He does a great job of blocking shots. He's not the biggest, strongest guy in the world, but he does a great job of rebounding, and he can step out and hit threes. I like Oregon to beat St. Joseph. Now, then we have Baylor versus Duke. And this one pains me. If Duke had Emil Jefferson, I definitely would pick Duke. I think Duke is man for man, they have more skill. They can shoot the ball better than Baylor. But Baylor's going to Duke's going to have a terrible time of keeping Baylor off the glass. I'm going to have to pick I do it real quietly. I'm going to have to pick Baylor to beat Duke. Hopefully I'm wrong. I hope Yale beats Baylor. But anyway, I'm going to pick Baylor over my Duke Blue Devils. And so I got Baylor advancing to the Sweet 16. Then we have Texas versus Texas A&M. great games. These two teams won't play each other. A&M has left, and they went to the SEC, so this will be a great matchup. But I think the difference is going to be A&M will get Texas in foul trouble. I think they'll get Mbe in foul trouble. And also, I think they're both really good defensive teams. I think A&M is a little better offensively. I'm going to take Texas A&M to beat Texas in that one. Then we have OU taking on VCU. VCU kind of plays a little – they have excel. Defense, they'll try to force some turnovers, but OU's guard play will be the difference. Like OU, that one and that one. Then we have Oregon taking on Baylor. I just think Oregon is just too good offensively. I think they'll do a good job of keeping Baylor off the glass. So I like Oregon to advance to the Elite Eight in that one. Then we have OU taking on Texas A&M. A&M is really efficient offensively, but I think OU, they'll make some threes down their stretch with Isaiah Cousins and Jordan Woodward. I like OU to advance that one. And then in the West, we have Oregon taking on OU, a 1-2 matchup in the Elite Eight potentially. I'm going to go with Oregon. I just like this Oregon team. I just think they have a little too many weapons for OU. OU depends a little too much on Buddy Hill. And are they going to get any? This is a favorable draw for OU, but I'm going to go with Oregon to make it to the Final Four. So those are my predictions on the NCAA tournament. Don't forget, tomorrow, guys, we'll be breaking down the East and the Midwest. We'll have some special guests, so we'll do that tomorrow at 5:30, guys. So have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on Mo'.